third teaching in the North Direction is the ability to keep a secret, even from yourself. And this sounds paradoxical, as many of the teachings of the Medicine Way are. The lesson here is that once you break free of the grip of time and you're able to see destiny in the future, you're able to see what will happen tomorrow and the day after tomorrow and the day after that. You have to keep that knowledge secret, even from yourself, so it does not spoil your actions in the moment. The word secret has the same origin as the word sacred. And in the sense here, you're keeping that knowledge sacred, because the shaman understands that there's the day that you die, that there's the day before the day that you die, and the day before that, and then there's today. So that you can wake up that morning, which is the last morning of your life, and say, what a beautiful day today is. So that you can wake up today, tomorrow, and say, what a beautiful day today is. So that you can encounter tomorrow with absolute freshness. So you must keep that knowledge secret, even from yourself. Now, the origin of the lore of this teaching is that billions of years ago, even before the Big Bang, even before time, when the great force that we know as God decided to experience itself through 10,000 different forms, it had to keep the nature of its being hidden, even from itself, because every one of its manifestations possessed its qualities of omnipresence and omniscience. So that in order to experience itself, it had to keep its true nature hidden. When the shaman realizes this, there's a resounding laughter that echoes through the mountains and through the sky, because it's God recognizing its own nature as God.